USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue in Congress over the size of a COVID relief package, with President Biden telling House Democrats on Wednesday that he's willing to negotiate with Republicans, who are seeking a smaller package than his $1.9 trillion proposal. But many believe that a large relief bill is still needed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her state has been hit hard by the pandemic. The New York Democrat tells CNN that she believes GOP negotiators are unwilling to take the steps to meet the need of the suffering.
The reality of what's happening in my state is horrible. And so we need a generous and robust and bold package. We need something that actually adds to food stamps and to pandemic EBT, one that adds to housing, to healthcare workers, to job training. And that's what the Republicans are unwilling to do. They are willing to do money for vaccines, everyone is, but they're not willing to go the extra step to meet the need of the suffering.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
House Republicans have voted to keep Representative Liz Cheney in her leadership position following her vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. 145 out of 206 members voted to keep the Wyoming Congresswoman in her spot as the number three Republican in the House. A number of party members had called for Cheney to be removed from leadership after her vote 3 weeks ago to impeach Trump. And leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Less than a week away from former President Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president after they leave office is unconstitutional. Bruce Castor joined Trump's team just a few days ago and is laying out an intended line of defense. He tells Newsmax TV that their argument is simple. The Senate doesn't have the power to do what they're trying to do.
The Constitution is very clear that in cases of impeachment, the only penalty that's available is removal from office. There's a comma, and then it says, and then the person can be barred from holding office in the future. So the first part of the clause has to be met before the second part even becomes relevant. So since President Trump is no longer in office, the single impeachment penalty that the Constitution sets forth cannot be accomplished. It's the legal equivalent of if he were dead. I mean, it cannot happen. So just because 100 senators might say that they have jurisdiction doesn't make it true any more than saying that the sun rises in the west and in fact tomorrow morning it'll rise in the east just like it always does. This is just a flat procedural mistake. And the Constitution is the only thing that separates us from anarchy, and this whole process has simply created a special category of citizenship for one man, for Donald Trump, and it simply doesn't apply. So that's the main point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.